This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough. Let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
And CEO of Extreme Media.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. Hour number two underway. Boy, do we have a packed ladies' lounge tonight. Bethany Mandel, also with us, Kelsey Bowler, and Kristen B. Tate, and they're taking on big issues. Bethany has a book that's going to be co-published with Carol Markowitz sometime in the fall or winter. I'm not sure exactly when the release date is, but it's all about what happened to our children during COVID. And the lost kids of COVID is basically what we're going to talk about. The amazing damage done to your children during the COVID pandemic. Just disgusting in every way. Kelsey Bowler is continuing down the path of what is happening with this gender identity struggle that's going on with moms and parents being blindsided by school officials. Basically transitioning kids against the parents' wishes without their knowledge. You will not believe what she has on tap for us tonight. And then before we're done, Kristen B. Tate, you don't think that the feds can literally freeze you out in the winter. Guess what? They are preparing to do exactly that. She will explain how that will happen when she comes and joins us a little bit later. I'm looking forward to all these conversations. It should be really good. But I want to get to a very significant issue that is on everyone's minds tonight. You know, there are a number of governor's races across the country that are being waged in some places, like here in New York, where the Republican is being told you have no chance of winning whatsoever, and you should just ignore the opportunity to try to run here. You're up against the most undefeatable opponent that you can possibly imagine. And what we are dealing with is a very specific set of issues that I think that these people are grossly underestimating. And what do I mean by that? Well, let's go to the state of Arizona, and I want you to see a press conference, at least a question that was asked in a press conference, of the gubernatorial candidate for the Republicans, Carrie Lake, who was a Trump-endorsed nominee. She's already been being made fun of by the media on so many respects, but she's a serious candidate. And she has asked basically the 2,000-pound, gorilla in the room question, well, what about the issue of police and racism? And isn't it something important that everybody cares about? Listen to how she handles this.
Carrie, a lot of people of color feel like they're unfairly targeted by police. You know, are they wrong to feel that way? And regardless of whether there's any merit there, what can you as a governor do to improve perception of police, ensure that everybody feels like...
Can you repeat the first part of that? I missed that.
Yeah, a lot of people of color feel like they're...
A lot of people
targeted.
Of color. A lot of people of color. How many people of color have you talked to about that?
I mean, if you look at surveys...
Which surveys? I'm happy to look at those stats. Because I will tell you this, that I talk to people of color. I talk to all Arizonans. They're all concerned about the crime. Just because your skin isn't the same color as yours... doesn't mean you want your kids to be walking down the street in an unsafe neighborhood. Every Arizonan wants safety and security in their neighborhood. It doesn't matter what your skin color is. And if you look at stats, you will look and see that police do not target people of color. That is a lie that's been perpetuated by the left and then spread and disseminated and re-spread in the media. Check the stats.
All right, so she challenges the reporter to check the stats. And, friends, I've already done that. In fact, believe it or not, the very uber-conservative Washington Post keeps a remarkable database that proves exactly what Carrie Lake is talking about. Going back to the George Floyd days, let's just take a look at the numbers of killings that are being done by police to the population in general. You will see that shooting deaths by police are majority white people. The majority of people that are killed by police shooting are white people every year, have been for numbers of years. And in fact, the numbers of people of color, as this reporter was fond of saying, that are killed by police usually make up roughly half the number of white people that are killed by police every year. And this despite the fact, that about 70% of the most violent crime that's committed in our country are committed is committed by black males. Now, you may not like that stat. That doesn't make me a racist for saying it. No one's making young black men grab a gun and go shoot their gang opponent. But that's what's happening in places like Chicago and Detroit and Washington, D.C., and Baltimore and Philly. You have gang-on-gang violence. You have dudes that have no fathers in their home that are not being mentored or brought along to be shown that there's a better way of life. And that's what the gangs provide. And what do the gangs do? They eliminate their competition. Whether it's for the drug business or turf territory or whatever. That's the job. So you go out and you make a kill to earn your stripes to be who you need to be within the gang. It's the initiation. It is the graduation. It is the, you know, advancement of the young person into adulthood in that environment. It's disgusting. But reporters are not interested in these facts. You go to the Washington Post's own database. It's easy to find. And look at police shootings year in and year out for the last 10 years. Do a study for the last 20 years. You will find that every year, white people have been killed by police far more often and by in much greater numbers than any person of color. And if you break it down between African, American, Hispanics, Asians, etc., you will find that there is a gross disparity between the number of whites that are shot and killed by police each year and those of any minority ethnic group. And again, despite the fact that young black men are performing about 70% of the violent crime that's on our streets. Well, so the reporter wasn't interested in hearing Carrie Lake respond to him with actual facts. So what does he do? He asks another question, this time about people's feelings. Take a listen.
You don't believe that's an opinion a lot of people of color have?
I don't. I think you guys find one or two people, three or four, and they're activists oftentimes, and then you spread that narrative. Go into a neighborhood and ask the people in neighborhoods that are minority neighborhoods, do you want fewer police? Do you want to defund the police? They will look at you like you are the craziest person on the planet. Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that. And I can confirm that. Having done talk radio here in New York for the last 20 years, it is easy to show. You go into Brooklyn, into Queens, you go into the housing projects, you go into the places where people are at that supposedly have been all demanding the defunding of the police and all the rest. You'll find no one supports that. In fact, if you talk to black pastors in our inner cities, you will find that they're the most appreciative people of law enforcement that can be found. They are trying to have a positive impact on their community, and they want law enforcement there. They need them there. When you defund the police, the most dangerous neighborhoods become even more dangerous. And those are oftentimes the people that have the fewest amount of resources to do anything about it. It is not just obscene. It is perverse to have these people talk about this in this kind of manner. That's why, friends, Carrie Lake may very well win the governor's race in Arizona. That's why someone named Lee Zeldin, who's a congressman, may in fact win here in New York. Let me show you the TV ad that he released this week. All of what you're about to see is actual surveillance footage from surveillance cameras in New York City.
There's no question that the fear of crime is real.
Then without warning, he turns violent.
You're looking at actual violent crimes caught on camera in Kathy Hochul's New York. And it's getting much worse. On Kathy Hochul's watch. On November 8th, vote like your life depends on it. It just might. Lee Zeldin for governor. Because it's time our families feel safe again.
Does not matter, friend. It literally does not matter what you think about the police, what kind of social justice narratives you want to march in the line in front of. People that live in these neighborhoods are crying out for help. That's why people who are serious need to be supporting candidates who are serious. I'm Kevin McCullough. So thankful that you're here with us tonight. We've got a huge hour straight ahead, and I hope that you'll stay with us. We've got Kelsey Bowler, we've got Bethany Mandel, we've got Kristen B. Tate, and returning to the music spotlight, we've got another one of Mr. Brown's selections, this time Why He Loves Country Music. It's going to be a winner. Stick around, you'll see for yourself. Kevin McCullough coming right back, live from New York. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us, and always very excited to speak with my next guest because she makes us think about things that are sometimes not readily apparent on the surface, where everything tries to get our attention is usually at. And her recent piece in The Spectator called The Lost Boys of COVID is making some news. Bethany Mandel, executive editor of the Heroes of Liberty book series, good to have you back.
Thanks so much, Kevin.
Who are the Lost Boys?
So the Lost Boys are really also the Lost Girls, and it's pretty much an entire generation of kids who, you know, they faced the brunt of what we did to them during the pandemic, and we're sort of seeing the ramifications. And unfortunately, on Thursday, we saw even more news that sort of backed up my thesis, the fact that 9-year-old test scores are lowest they've been in 30 years. We've erased 2 decades of reading and math progress, especially among Black and Hispanic kids.
You break down a lot of actual stats that I want you to share with us, because these are pretty compelling. But just how far back? I mean, you say that there's essentially 4 years of schooling that have been in some way hampered or lost in some respects. But what does the data show us?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the data is I think that while I didn't include it in the piece, the most sort of gripping data is the data that was released on Thursday, the fact that so many kids have fallen so far behind. And, you know, what's really impactful about that is the fact that these are not gains that we're going to get back in a year, because if you started the pandemic in kindergarten or first grade, the likelihood of you being able to read is not very high. And you're going to continue to go through school behind. And the results of that we're already seeing in kids who were in middle and high school in the beginning of the pandemic, and we're seeing that in crime that they're committing and crime that they're a victim of. Child abuse rates went up, reporting went down, and the rates of children being the perpetrators of crime also. I mean, you look at every inner city program that we've ever had for young boys, and the point was always to get them off the streets. And then we closed the schools for 2 years in the inner cities. And the result has been more hijackings, more robberies, you name it. And the perpetrators are young boys who should have been in school this whole time.
Who do you hold primarily responsible for this?
Liberals, progressives, especially teachers' unions. We were told all through 2020 and 2021 by folks like the National Educators Association, the United Federation of Teachers, the New York Times, all of them, that school was not safe. And that was never the case. And that's why in Europe, they reopened the schools right away. I mean, liberals love to throw in our face, you know, this is the way that Europe is doing things. Where was that during the pandemic? There was a great piece in the Washington Examiner magazine, which, disclosure, my husband edits, but there's a great piece in the Washington Examiner magazine about just that.
Well, and it was interesting to think through some of the things that you presented in this piece, because this was the first time, at least in the modern era, where we had significant input of our public health officials on public policy. And as I have interviewed hundreds of doctors over the last 2 years trying to give people good information on this, initially the practicing medicine community, the physicians that are out there, were on board with some of the things that were being put forward. And then all of a sudden you had kind of this little rudder slip, and the boat started veering off course. And at first it wasn't that much, but, you know, just a little bit of a rudder going a different direction, and, you know, 2 miles down the road, you're way, way, way apart. And to know things like Randy Weingartner getting to publicly get to officially give the CDC the guidance on how schools should open, I think speaks to the very thing that you're talking about. And a lot of people don't know that happened. But the head of the largest teachers union was the one writing the medical policies for how we should continue.
Yeah, absolutely. And we had hysterics in charge of our medical response. So we had people who had one thing in mind, which was decreasing viral spread. And so they determined that it was that we were better off having 0.1% less spread than keeping the schools closed for another year. I mean, that's an example, but the risks and the benefits were never weighed. They decided that reducing COVID was the one and only goal of public health. Meanwhile, we also saw the first ever decrease in life expectancy. And it's because when your public health response is only about viral mitigation and not about cancer detection or any number of other factors, you're harming public health.
In a big time way, because all of the screenings that did not get done because people were told, don't go see your doctor because you may get COVID. And I thought that that was also a part of the problem. We had public officials, elected politicians, saying who should go to the doctor and why. And for the very public health issue that they were trying to mitigate, they didn't want us to go to our local doctor. They wanted us to go to hospitals and pharmacies. And it seems kind of absurd that the doctor that knows your health record the best wasn't even allowed to really weigh in on whether or not you should get a certain vaccine or a therapy or something else. It was really way backwards. So where do you kind of come down on what the long-term effect of all this is in your piece?
It's catastrophic. And, you know, at the end, I make the argument that there's no impulse to mitigate the damage that we've caused. I'm honestly surprised that we're even measuring it, and they're trying to keep the measurements to as little as possible, how much we're talking about the learning loss. They'd rather gaslight us. They'd rather say that, you know, everything is fine, there is no lost year, kids are resilient, they'll get it back, but the fact is they're not. And you can't tell a first grader who's now in fourth grade, but reading still at a first grade level, that they're resilient. We learned this after Katrina, when we closed the schools in New Orleans just for a couple weeks. This should not have been a surprise, and yet they're still denying that it's as catastrophic as it is. They say it's due to the pandemic, and no, it's not. It's because of our response to the pandemic.
You need to read this piece, friends. It's in Spectator magazine, and it is called The Lost Boys of COVID. Bethany Mandel, the author. Bethany, thanks for making us think about it today.
Thanks, Kevin.
You got it. And that reminds me, if you have not yet gotten Bethany's latest offering, the latest Heroes of Liberty book, we love these books in the McCullough House. She's the senior editor. Make sure that these come out great. But they are stories that your kids are not learning about in their classrooms at school. And for a low price subscription, you can get a new one sent to your house each month. And if you use my promo code, you'll even get a discount off of that. And you can use my promo code to get a discount on any of the titles that are in the library. They've done a bunch of these so far. Everyone from Douglas MacArthur to Rush Limbaugh to Mark Twain to Amy Coney Barrett and more. So go to heroesofliberty.com, heroesofliberty.com. Use promo code KMC when you check out, and then enjoy these beautiful the illustrations are just incredible, and my kids have loved every single story that they've learned about through Heroes of Liberty. So go check that out, okay? Coming right back. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Biden is crossing the pond ahead of the state funeral for Queen Elizabeth II. People waiting in line to file past the casket were greeted by King Charles and Prince William, who made an unannounced visit. As expected, the Justice Department has filed their appeal against an order barring it from using documents seized at former President Trump's Florida estate. A Trump-appointed judge denied a similar motion on Thursday. Yeshiva University, an Orthodox Jewish school in New York, abruptly suspended all student club activities after the Supreme Court lifted a hold on an order forcing the school to recognize an LGBTQ student group. Puerto Rico is under a hurricane warning as Fiona heads towards the island. Meanwhile, western Alaska is dealing with remnants of a typhoon expected to bring high winds and flooding to the region. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Every week we get to speak with Kelsey Bowler, the strategist for the Independent Women's Forum, doing a great job watching issues that concern you and your family and your children, and glad to have her back. A relatively still young mom herself, only two little ones so far. And Kelsey, we've joked many times about how much, you know, we talk about these policies and these principles and everything, and then you have your first kid, and man, everything just becomes magnified times 10. So I've felt that even in your own reporting over the last couple of years. My people know that you have been involved in this project. It's a full-scale documentary that you've been releasing piece by piece. Bring us up to date on where that's at.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me, Kevin. For Independent Women's Forum, I have been producing a documentary series called Identity Crisis that focuses on this trend of transgenderism infiltrating families, our school systems, and mental health professionals. Our latest story we published last week centers around a mom in Alaska who lives on a very small cul-de-sac where two out of just a small handful of girls identified as transgender. And then at the local public school where her oldest daughter would soon attend, more girls were identifying as transgender. This family was living abroad and moved to Alaska. And shortly after moving there, her daughter also decided to identify as transgender. So this mother and her husband reasonably concluded that this is probably not real. This is probably just a normal teenage phase, an identity crisis, if I may. And she wanted to just give her daughter time to explore. Instead of that, what happened is the school took it upon itself to fully transition her daughter behind her parents' backs, treating her as a boy, using male pronouns, using this new made-up name without parental knowledge or consent. And when this mother went to confront the school and asked, you know, what is the name going to be in my daughter's yearbook? The school told this mother that she has no right to tell the school what her daughter will be called. And this mother really is one of many who feels betrayed and even tricked by the school, because in official communications, the school was communicating with this mother using female pronouns and her daughter's real name. But it was behind closed doors, once her daughter stepped through the doors of that school, that it would begin to treat her daughter as a boy. And of course, this had detrimental effects on her daughter. Unfortunately, her daughter is still very much confused about her identity and her gender. But I really would beg everyone to ask. You know, I understand there's a lot of disagreement in this country about how to tackle and handle this issue.
Yeah.
But can we at least get on the same page about the fact that no school should be doing something as huge as changing a child's name and pronouns without parental knowledge or consent? To do this behind parents' backs is just wrong. It is an egregious example of public schools just being completely out of control and eroding the most basic parental rights.
Well, and that is all super well said, but I want to go back to where you started. There's so many young girls in that small school that are going through this. There's got to be some sort of recruitment or some sort of situation where they're being exposed to it and being encouraged to try it. Doesn't there have to be, Kelsey? I mean, you don't just wake up and have, you know, 10, 12 girls in a small school all of a sudden just one day just say, oh, we're just going to do this.
Absolutely. And there's been a study about the social contagion aspect of children identifying as transgender. Very quickly, critics try to write off this idea that there is a social contagion aspect to this. And then, you know, they tell parents that, no, this isn't real. This isn't happening because of peer influence. When this mother, you know, is saying, you know, look in my own backyard, look in my own local school system. Of course these children are being influenced by their peers, as all children are. And Kevin, for this series, I've interviewed a handful of mothers, and it is a common trend among all of them that their daughters are getting egged on by friend groups to adopt these different identities, to use male pronouns. So absolutely there's this social contagion factor, but for some reason the left does not want to accept that. They are in complete denial about this very, in all other worlds, accepted idea that children are heavily influenced by their peers.
Kelsey, good luck on the rest of the documentary. Please keep us posted, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. No one but me.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
All right. Very glad to have you with us and always thrilled to have my next guest, Kristen B. Tate. She's a contributor at The Hill. She's with the Independent Women's Forum. You see her on Fox News and Fox Business on a regular basis, usually talking about economic policy and libertarian ideas about those policies, although I think she's nudged a little more conservative than libertarian in recent years. Maybe it's becoming a mom that has done it to her. I'm not sure. But Kristen, it's always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for being here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you, Kevin. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure indeed. Now, your most recent piece was titled Dark Winter, and it's all about how if the feds really want to, you know, knuckle down on us, they can. And I saw this happen in another state or country recently, but talk to us about what the potential is here.
Yeah, so this administration has really failed Americans in every way. but I think that we've yet to see the worst of it. The worst of it yet. You know, gas prices have gone down a little bit in the last month, mostly because we're entering a recession, so demand has gone down, and of course they're releasing the petroleum reserves in order to artificially lower oil prices before the midterm. But we're going to see a huge spike in gas prices this fall, and potentially some areas of the United States, residents may not be able to adequately heat their homes during frigid temperatures, and people who have, you know, these smart devices and smart thermostats are particularly vulnerable to this. Right now, there's a huge percentage of Americans who may not even realize that they've opted in to allow local and state authorities to actually remotely control their thermostats, and you know, this is the kind of thing that when you sign up for your electric services, you kind of like check a box without reading all the fine print. But a huge percentage of Americans have handed over control of this to authorities, and we're going to see rationing, electricity rationing in parts of the country this winter, as, you know, we have really neutered ourselves of the ability to produce the energy we need here in the United States and made ourselves over-reliant on this this green energy that just is not sustainable. So I think, you know, places like California and even Texas, residents could just be sitting in their houses and all of a sudden it gets cold and people have no idea that their thermostats are being set for them remotely.
Yeah. Well, one of the interesting pieces of all of this is none of this is theory. It's all true. And, in fact, it did happen in Colorado a couple of times this summer, did it not?
Oh, not even just Colorado. California and Texas. It happened in Texas a lot this summer. Even like people think this is just a problem in blue states. It's not. I mean, Texas, we have Greg Abbott, our governor, who's been bragging for the last 2 years about getting our state more reliant on wind energy than any state in the country. Well, guess what? Wind energy is not that dependable. The wind turbines froze during the big ice storm last year, which saw over 200 people actually freeze to death.
Wow.
And then this summer, we just haven't had a lot of wind in Texas. So again, these turbines just haven't been creating the energy that we need for people to cool their houses. Yeah, it happened in Colorado. But like Colorado, you could argue their temperatures in the summer are at least a bit more moderate than here in Texas, where it's really, really brutal. And people this summer in Texas were seeing their thermostats set up to like 81 degrees, which is quite hot, especially when you have kids in the house and, you know, potentially like pets or elderly people. So that happened this summer, and then in California it happened as well. And then moving into the winter in the states that are colder, potentially on the East Coast and in parts of the West Coast, you're going to see kind of the inverse where you know, your heater could turn off without you knowing it.
Well, and this is one of the places where I'm really glad my house isn't a smart house, because, you know, I kind of like having the good old-fashioned control of the thermostat on my wall that nobody else can touch except me. But I know the smart homes have been very, you know, convenient and very efficient, but anything that's on the internet is, you know, potentially manipulable. And I think if I build new construction down the road, I may not be looking at a smart device to control some of those things for that very reason. What's the relief that people can aim for here, Kristen? Are people complaining to the state governments? Are they being heard? What is the possibility to have some you know, independence on this?
Well, I think it's about resisting the smart devices. Unfortunately, though, new construction, often they just automatically put the smart devices in.
Yeah.
And look, right now it's an opt-in system. You know, when you sign up for your electricity plan, you kind of opt into this and they say, oh, we'll give you, you know, $100 off your bill or whatever. But soon this is going to be an opt-out system and people won't even realize that, you know, they're agreeing to this. So we're going to see like almost every new house in America moving forward probably built with these smart systems in place. And what's really sad about it is that most people have no idea that this goes on. They have no idea that we are in for a winter that could see energy rationing, which is something you think of as happening in third world countries.
Yeah.
It's not happening in Europe, by the way. Germany is going to be freezing this winter, and people won't be able to heat their homes. And then what's the saddest part of all of this is when people die from this, and people will die, the media doesn't care, because all they care about is the virtue signaling and the green energy and feeling good about themselves. But I just want to reiterate, last winter, just during that one storm in Texas, over 240 people froze to death. The media glossed over it. That's 240 lives lost.
Yeah.
In part because we were over-reliant on this green energy. But, you know, if it's in service to their progressive utopia, they don't care if people die.
No, that is part of the darkness that surrounds this entire administration. I mean, it's what's really interesting about this, and you use Dark Winter in the title of your piece, everything that they have been touching and doing and projecting. You remember the speech in front of Independence Hall, looked like the seventh realm of hell, and Benito Mussolini pounding the podium there. But it was all about this kind of dark Biden, you know, coming forward, being serious, getting tough. And I don't know that any of this is going to ultimately attract voters in less than 60 days, because we've got a big election, and if people are not able to get the basics for what they need, and that's been about the whole time that he's been in office, I think that this, at least the midterms, are going to be centered around kitchen table stuff, and they're going to have to figure all that out. Kristen, always appreciate your insights, and thanks for keeping your eye on this issue for us, and we'll check back with you on it.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Once again, Kane Brown.
Let's get it.
Girl, you gone and done it to me. Hotter than a hoochie-coochie. Got me like the first time I heard Alan Jackson Chattahoochee. I was never the same again. I'm a lifelong fan. Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. You give me eyes, Willie girl, you give me Goldie Jones. You turn me on as much as I turn on the radio. Let's take a time off the line, kinda like Johnny and June did. Yeah, let's do this. Baby, I love you like I love country music. Favorite songs about the top to bottom, perfect, you're like Brooks and Dunn's debut album. You got me feeling like I'm a brand new man.
Whoa, I'm a brand new man.
Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country. I could survive as if I had you and that needle dropping on a vinyl.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.